language. Product demonstration.
I'm going to give you some fucking product demonstration here in a second.
Select
fucking
language.
The Hertz product Never Lost just wants you to understand how it's used. Touch here to continue. Wait, what? Fuck you.
Previous destinations. My OTP destinations.
Were you one true pair destinations? Tumblr support and fucking Hertz Never Lost?
Hertz returns.
This destination is so important, you guys.
Always reblog this destination.
I like that I rolled down the window and didn't say anything to him.
Yeah, that was really confusing to me, that you rolled down the window to point at Jason.
Yep.
I thought at least you would swear at him or make some kind of lewd comment about picking him up.
You know, I like to keep people guessing.
Yeah, no, that's... I was left guessing. What do you think of this album?
I like it a lot.
It sounds like Churches.
It is Churches.
I know. I mean, it continues to sound like Churches.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Like, they've defined a sound, and they've written more songs that sound like they sound.
I feel like I got at least one more album of this, of them just doing this, and I'm cool.
I guess. I'm not feeling this album as hard as I thought I would.
What did you think of the new Grimes record?
I haven't heard it yet. Do you like it?
I do like it. I know a lot of people who don't like it as much as the last one. I think it's real good.
I thought the last one was, like, there were songs I liked on it and a lot of stuff that I did not. So, like, right. I'm not, like, married to that Grimes album. So, changing it up, I think, would be fun.
Well, I mean, I know the laws have gotten a little more liberal, but I don't think you actually can marry a Grimes album yet.
Oh, well.
But hey, you know.
If you want to impose your fucking bullshit.
No. I'm into it. I'm cool. It's just that the laws haven't caught up with it yet.
All right. Don't litigate my love, is what I'm saying.
I'm not. Again, I'm on your side here. If we get the number of signatures we need, there will be a proposition on the ballot next year. And we'll specifically be able to marry Grimes albums, but only Grimes albums.
It's nice to have someone else in the car because it means I can stare at this iPad well enough to block people when they come in and spam garbage about websites.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought so.
What kind of website are they spamming?
A social music platform.
That sounds dumb.
Upload your own musics, it says.
Hey, buddy. Been there. Just call mp3.com.
Yeah. Didn't work out for them either.
Oh man, they're building a Fogo de Chão over here.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, they tore out the Chevys to put in a Fogo de Chão.
That is trading up. It's 100% trading up.
I can't remember the last time I ate that Chevys. Actually, it was probably like 2009 during GDC.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I ate any Chevys.
Yeah, same here. It was probably that time.
Is that one in Santa Rosa still there?
Yeah, probably. I was just right up near there a couple weekends ago, eating somewhere else.
Also, pretty sure this wasn't a Target.
Yeah, the city Target. They opened a Target here in the, like, Metreon.
Oh, boy.
Kind of area, yeah. I don't know. I ain't never been there.
Yeah.
I've had a cough all day. And it still feels like the remnants of the cold I had.
Yeah. We were talking about
2 weeks ago.
How that thing was still lingering.
Yeah. But still, that's like that's a long time to have this situation. I don't know. I guess like at some point, like I'm just talking all the time and never really giving anything time to relax or recuperate.
Lungs need a rest, man.
Yeah.
and doing it, taking the old route.
Wow. Wow.
Taking it back.
Wow.
Aw, man. They fucked up that one building.
Yep.
With all the weird chairs on it.
Yeah, they tore that thing down.
I hate the city. I hate what it has become.
Well, they're putting in more commercial space here, so...
Aw, fucking good.
Well, since this is 6th Street, I assume just means, like, 3 more liquor stores.
No, man, they're taking 6th Street back. They're going to turn it into a hub of commerce.
We're putting in a shared workspace.
This whole city can eat my ass.
It's fucking real terrible.
San Francisco used to be the terrible I could get behind. It had heart.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. That's to say, I just don't want to be here, you know? Like, outside of work and stuff like that, it's just like, all right.
Yeah, it's the same.
Want to hang out? No, I totally don't. I totally do not.
I come back to visit, and I try to stay out of the city as much as humanly possible.
Yeah. Here's a comment for you. There's a Jack Links and Diet Coke cocktail in my stomach, and I regret every moment.
That sounds like regret.
That sounds, I believe every word in that sentence.
Yeah. And I believe the regret that is underneath it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, this is a CVS now instead of whatever weird fucking, like... It was a donut place, wasn't it?
It was.
Wasn't a donut place here? Oh, no, there's a Wendy's here for a while.
The Wendy's has been long gone.
Yeah,
but there
and
was something
then there
else
was
there.
A donut place, and then there was this place over here, which looks like it's still there. But...
That was also the Wendy's that had the fucking 2 cheeseburgers for $2 meal that no other fucking Wendy's had.
That's right, yeah.
It was, like, the only reason you would go there is because they had these weird meals that no one else, no other fucking Wendy's had. But that was gone years ago.
Yeah.
Got some cop action up here. Sup, cop? What you doing? Oh, we got cops on both sides of this car.
Charger.
I can't tell if it's a Charger. I don't know.
The Challengers are all 2 doors.
Yeah.
So this would have to be a Charger.
Some giant fucking rims on this thing, too.
Yeah. No plates. China's line in the back seat. Huh? Are there people in the back seat? That woman is.
I think that woman may have just bought that car.
Yeah.
And is now getting hassled by the cops.
Well, all right. I've not gone this way in a while.
Seems like most of the old flavor has remained intact.
Except for all this fucking bike parking out in front of the Hotel Essex.
Sometimes you need to park your bike when you need to go to the Hotel Coral Essex.
Why is there a baby on this street in that stroller? What's going on?
gentrification has truly gone too far.
Just hanging out with his baby at the corner of Ellis and Larkin. Dude, stop talking to the baby and wheel it the fuck away from here. Before I get out and steal it.
Wheel that shit back to Soma, where it belongs.
Probably a tourist. Like, I feel like tourists fuck up all the time and stay around here.
Oh, we're gonna stay at the hostel.
Yeah.
You didn't happen to check to see where that hostel was, did you? At least the new Century is still around.
Yeah, they don't change their sign ever. When really big conventions come to town, they'll put the name of the convention there, but now it just says, "Welcome to the party headquarters" all the time, and they don't say, like, who's performing.
Maybe they're just not bringing in the headliners the way they used to.
I guess not.
So a more generalized message of, come here to party.
Right.
Is in order.
Still, I feel like, you should always, you should put the name up there, because even if you don't, even if someone doesn't know the name of an adult performer, just seeing a name up there, you'd be like, oh, well, I mean, they put the name up there, so it's got to be somebody.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, wouldn't you at least...
No, I think that logic bears out.
Here's some more factual information from the chat. Some vape juices smell completely terrible compared to how they taste.
I'm not really sure what to do with that information. Also, again, I may have said this before, I'm going to say it again. The term vape juice is just about whatever the polar opposite of cellar door is. It is maybe the worst combination of syllables in the English language.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I go with the preferred term, e-liquid.
I mean, that's not much better, but it is better.
Just waiting on a new shipment of my e-liquids.
Yes, that liquid is full of electronics.
Have you spent any time watching vape reviews on YouTube?
I've seen a few.
Yeah.
Especially after we'd mentioned some vape stuff on the Beastcast, a lot of people sent in, like, weird vape review videos. I caught wind of a few that way.
Money Trees here says Licotine, L-I-Q-O-T-E-N, which I think is pretty good. Licotine.
Yeah.
Licotine. How about cyber juice?
Nope, worse. Somehow worse.
Caseman XP, who had that to say about the vape liquids earlier, says, I have met many of the big vape reviewers on YouTube. My life is actually terrible.
I'm so sorry.
Well, at least you, recognize that. I mean, when you recognize that, then there's opportunity for change.
The first step is admitting your powerlessness to your addiction.
Have you met Ray Padilla?
Ray Padilla?
You know Ray, right?
I know Ray, yeah.
So
yeah.
Apparently he, like, is done with, he's been long done with video game stuff.
Yeah, quite some time.
Apparently now became, like, kind of a big deal in the fucking vape review scene.
Well, good to know he landed on his feet.
And I bet it's doing way better now than he ever did in video games.
No, it's an untapped market. You know, yeah. You gotta claim your space early, and you can go anywhere you want. Yeah, that all checks out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't really seen any of your stuff. I was talking to Paul Semmel at something.
And
we were talking about, like, yeah, we... Between the two of us, I think we're the... We've been doing it maybe the longest of people that are still out here doing this. Like you, me, Andy.
Is Andy still doing it?
McNamara.
Oh, McNamara, okay. Sorry, I thought it was Eddie.
No, I don't think Eddie is... No, he was... Last I saw, he was...
Is he in the consulting, or...?
I think he was writing for a real estate blog?
Oh, okay. John Kiefer's still out there.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's many others. I mean, I guess, Tal's still around. not an editorial, it hasn't been for a long time, but...
Yeah. Yeah, obviously. Like, Tal and Pear have been doing it for a real long time. Though they both freelanced for GameSpot.
Right.
While I was there, so they kind of, like, Tal, I think, was really good friends with Trent Ward.
Oh, yeah, Trent.
Like, they went to college together or something like that, so Trent got Tal a bunch of freelance work, and then he got in that way, I think?
I'm not sure. Makes sense.
And then, Ray worked on one of the WWE games, and he wrote some of the story mode stuff one year.
Did he?
Yeah. Or he consulted on it, or assisted with it, or he did something with it.
I wonder what year that was.
It would have been whatever year I last went to WrestleMania.
Was that 25? 26? 29?
No, it was a while ago. Might have been 25. 25th. Yes, I went to the 25th anniversary of WrestleMania.
Okay.
And I bought a bad jersey.
I remember that bad jersey.
And going like, I don't want this at all, but I feel like I should get something that says I went to WrestleMania. And this is it.
Was that also the year All-Stars came out?
Probably.
5 years ago? That sounds... 6 years ago? That sounds right.
I don't know. Ah, see, you realized that your life was going awry for the vaping, and then you just wrote, I also turned off Raw. See, you can turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
Don't watch wrestling. Step one to fucking redemption.
Or just don't watch WWE wrestling at this point.
I mean, you could make that distinction if you wanted to.
I have to take small steps. I can't quite purge myself entirely of wrestling, but I can definitely purge myself of watching Raw anymore. Because, man, it's been bad.
Telling you, man. 1985 NWA World Championship Wrestling. They just added some more of it today. It's interesting.
Yep. It is very much of a time.
Just replace WWE with Old English 800. That sounds like actually pretty decent.
I can't see any flaw with that suggestion whatsoever. That's my life now.
Thank you. Now they're just talking about Kinnikuman. Man.
That shit's alright.
Yeah. What other music? I've been in a bad music rut lately.
Yeah. I've been too far off. Yeah, it's like there's been some decent metal stuff, but there's been not very much in the way of like hip hop that I've been into.
So, listen to that Dr. Dre album at all?
Yeah, I like that album.
Yeah. I like that. I like the Kendrick Lamar album a lot, obviously. Like, that's pretty awesome. For some of the same reasons as the Dr. Dre album is.
Just yeah.
Like, sonically, it fucking goes places. It feels like some people sat down and said, let's make an album. Instead of, we need more hot songs. We need more singles. We need more features. We need more, what, hot names. Can we put Drake on this? Can we fit Drake in here somewhere?
You can always fit Drake in.
It's true. I like Drake a lot. I like Drake a lot. There's nothing wrong with Drake.
But he doesn't need to be on everything.
No.
Sam and I were discussing Dre and Kendrick and some of the other stuff, and she asked a fairly pertinent question, is that amid all this 90s nostalgia?
Yeah, I mean, well, is there really that much 90s nostalgia happening?
It's kicking into decent gear at this point.
I think, you know, because right now I feel like it's in the phase of, like, they're, like, it's 90210-ish, you know? It's, like, that type of preppy 90s and some grunge, right?
I mean, yeah, there's some of that.
I don't know, I feel like hip-hop doesn't do the retro revival stuff. You know, they don't do that the same way that the rest of culture does. So I feel if it did, it would come from outside of actual hip-hop and would be more like, isn't it funny we made fake G-Funk?
Yeah, see, I don't want fake G-Funk.
Yeah, we made ironic fucking G-Funk.
There's no irony in G-Funk. It's not possible.
No, no.
It's the realest shit.
You know, Riff Raff just put out a new 4-song EP. So there's that.
Good to know he's staying prolific.
I think, if anything, his output has just slowed way, way down. Like, he was very prolific, and then his album came out and kind of, I don't know, doesn't seem like anyone really cared. And then he just got way into lifting weights. I don't know.
Great. Taking his rightful place as the Carrot Top of hip hop.
Yeah, yeah, kinda. And then Pusha T is supposed to put out something in December. Some kind of mixtape or something like that. And I have high hopes for it.
Never really gotten into Pusha T.
He's really, really... He is so, so good at rapping about cocaine.
Mm.
He is so good at it. Oh!
I mean, it's a, you know, it's this very specific market, but if you can lock that down for yourself, that's gold. I mean, someone's got to be rapping about cocaine at all times,
yes,
right?
Yes. But I don't know, like, hip-hop got in a horrible funk. Like...
And not a good G-funk.
No, no, not this G-funk you were looking for. But, I, you know, everyone got way into Future. And then it seems like that any song that isn't Future himself is people trying to sound like Future.
Yeah.
And... I don't like Future at all.
I don't really have an opinion about Future one way or the other.
He had that one song, Move That Dope. It's a real classic. But not because of him.
Right.
Other people are on it.
Other people who are also down to Move That Dope.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, there was that Gunplay album. I don't know. That Don't Get Blood on the Dope song is pretty funny.
I don't think I've heard that.
He's very adamant about you not getting blood on the dope. The dope needs to stay blood-free.
I mean, nobody
pure.
Wants bloody dope.
No, it needs to be white.
The dope must remain pure and must be moved. The dope cannot just sit there and collect blood.
Please do not get blood on the dope. And then, Sammy Hendrix, which is Razzcaz, and he's a West Coast dude. He's had it for a while.
Okay. Yeah, you could be totally pranking me right now and I have no idea.
Yeah. That's a pretty good album.
Okay.
What I've heard of it so far.
What's the name again?
Sammy Hendrix.
Sammy Hendrix, okay.
It's Razzcaz and Jack Splash.
Okay, now you are fucking with me. Scrub more hip hop blogs. That's the only answer here.
Yep.
More blogs is always the answer.
I liked Logic's last album and the couple of tracks I've listened to on that, the new one, decent so far.
I don't imagine this is anticipation of anything in particular, but I guess Cool Keith was on the Tonight Show recently.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Something with the Roots, I think.
Oh, okay.
I don't know exactly what. I saw a whole bunch of photos being tweeted of him backstage at the Tonight Show.
He's just dressed up like light blue cop, just doing walk-ons.
He's wearing
Orange Man.
He's wearing a purple suit.
Okay.
And fairly large glasses.
And that was, like, a while ago?
It was, like, a week ago.
Okay. Oh, that's right. How was the Cool Keith Halloween party?
How was the...
Yes, how was the Cool Keith Halloween party?
Tell us.
It says sad here. So the Cool Keith Halloween party was sad.
Oh. I don't want anything for Cool Keith to be sad.
Me neither, but it seems like something that's just like... One person dressed up. Was it Cool Keith? Was it just Cool Keith? Except it was Dr. Octopus. Okay, well... Yeah, you know. Keith is a medley of his best songs. Keith did not dress up. Fair enough.
He doesn't really need to when he dresses up 365 days a year.
I mean, any day of the year, he is going to be Cool Keith.
Yep.
It sounds like he just showed up, did a medley, and fucking bounced. Oh, did a bunch of new stuff. Okay, all right. Medley of the popular shit, did his new shit. All right, that sounds like something Cool Keith would do.
Yeah.
He'd be like, all right, I know I need to do at least a verse of fucking Blue Flowers for you fucking assholes. Yes, yes, make up your mind who you want to pump the butt. All right, here's my new shit.
Here's 45 seconds of Black Elvis. Truckers album the other day for some reason.
It's a good album.
It is.
I guess there's a new Redman album out also.
Oh, really? Good to hear he's keeping busy.
Yeah, I would happily listen to a new Redman album and check that out. I don't know that I have huge expectations for something like that in this day and age, but yeah. I like Redman. He seems like an okay. He seems like a fun guy.
Affable.
When I stood near him that one time, he was very stoned.
Weird. How out of character for him.
So was Method Man.
Oh, man.
To be fair. I should add that they were both actively smoking marijuana while I was standing there. That might have had an impact.
I think that might have been what did it, yeah. Sam did a photo shoot with Missy Elliott a few weeks ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, for that billboard cover.
How'd that go?
She is apparently incredibly nice.
Cool. Good.
Like, stayed way later than she was supposed to. Just hung out, did her thing.
Yeah, cool.
Apparently she lives on a mountain somewhere in New Jersey.
All right.
I think Magoo just lives in, like, Timbaland's guest cottage. He's the Cato Kalin of that equation.
Okay, alright. I actually think he might have done some ghost writing in, or, like, that probably left him pretty fucking well off. Mm-hmm. I'm not positive about that, but I feel like I heard that.
I had that Timbaland and Magoo song one time. Like, I had a CD single of that at some point.
Yeah.
Busta Rhymes up to.
That's, I'm actually looking at a picture of him right now, because there are people in here saying that he maybe put on some pounds.
I guess back when Sam lived in Brooklyn, she would take the J train to work, and the train passed right by some, like, condo penthouse building that in Brooklyn that he lived in. And so every day she would go by that building, and she would be wondering, I wonder what Busta Rhymes is doing now. I don't know if she ever found out.
That's what Busta Rhymes is up to.
Oh boy. Well, all right. That's some Axl Rose quality. Like, man, you just let it go, didn't you?
He went to the buffet and said, "Give me some mo." How about that? Ah, whatever, if I was Busta Rhymes, fuck it.
Yeah, he's got that Wuha money. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah. They'd be like, yeah, I don't know. Let's hang out, eat something. What are you doing? Maybe he's gonna star in a Chunky A biopic.
Which surely isn't developing right now, I'm just not certain.
Yeah, I mean, Arsenio Hall is developing it himself, but he can't star in it. Can't star as Chunky A. If new Crystal Castle stuff is going to come out.
God, when was that last record?
Is it 2012? Alice, the girl, left.
Oh. What is that group then, even?
I think the dude found a new girl to sing stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I guess they just are getting ready to play a show, or just played a show or something. Edith Francis is the name of the new singer. Two festivals in South Africa. I guess this is last weekend.
Alright.
Yeah, I think the girl from before, like, got out there and said, "Oh, Crystal Castles is done. That's it. I'm done. This is finished. It's over." And the dude was like, No, I got someone.
Here is also a person who can sing.
Yeah. I can put a lot of effects on the people's voices, as it turns out.
In fact, I did that for you.
It did that, yeah, it'll be okay, I think. Not to say that you are not talented.
What did she go on to do?
I think, want to say she was going to try to do something solo. But I don't actually know. Artist page on iTunes, so. guess he put out some kind of single this year, but... It's not finding it the way I used to. It's not coming to me the way I used to. It's...
Yeah.
I'm finding stuff and going like, you know, it's all right.
I feel like a lot of stuff I am finding is just like new albums by bands I already know. I ain't finding that new shit.
I grabbed that 100-track mixtape from, was it Kool AD? That Austin was tweeting about.
I missed that one.
I don't know, it was like a couple of the tracks. Like, yeah, this is alright. A bunch of shit saying that they were getting back together.
I don't think this is that. I think this is more Axl Rose noodling, as far as I at least what I was made aware of. It did not sound like the band was actually getting back together.
There was stuff that was like, I don't know, it was like 2 weeks ago or something like that, that like all the fucking, I just saw it on Facebook, you know. But it was like it links to a bunch of metal blogs that said like, oh, fucking woman who's a friend of Steven Adler's wife was out with Steven Adler's wife, and then she shouted, Guns N' Roses is back, baby, and that's also, we're hearing that Slash and Axl have fucking patched it up, and like they are getting ready to announce that they're going to do this. I don't know.
I would be somewhat shocked if Steven Adler was the drummer they went with for that.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he's cleaned up, I think, for the most part, but also I feel like there was a pretty severe rift on account of all the heroin. So I don't know. That'd be something.
Yeah, fucking who knows. All right.
What's Izzy Stradlin up to?
Yeah. Yeah, who knows with that shit. There was a rumor for about 2 days there that LCD Sound System was going to get back together and play some festival shows in 2016. And then they just got out and said, like, no. No. That is
wishful
not...
Wishful thinking, but no.
No. But then, basically, everyone who reported that story said, yeah, despite them saying no, we're going to stick with our guns on this one and say that they are, in fact, getting back together. I'm like, all right, well, weird.
That's a really weird... hill to die on, but all right. I don't know if that guy has like a history of bullshitting about stuff like that, but I don't think he does.
Yeah, I mean, it was all kind of uncharted territory for him in some ways, I think. It was definitely like the... It wasn't that long after. Was he part of that fucking movie? Or was it like something immediately after where he was just like, yeah, we made a mistake.
Which movie?
There was the movie about breaking up LCD Sound System.
Yes.
That culminated in that final show.
Yes. I don't remember him expressing.
I feel like there was some kind of regret They'll be like, yeah, well, we probably could have gone there. It's been a while.
Yeah, I remember watching that, like, right after it came out, and I remember almost nothing about it.
Yeah, same here. I liked the show. Like, well, I watched that show live, because it got streamed.
The show was fantastic.
Yeah, I thought that was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Death Row Above got back together and toured, so I feel like nothing is impossible.
Right, yeah.
As far as I know, those dudes don't like each other at all. But also, money.
Oh, you're saying they still continue to not
like
each other?
I still don't think they actually like each other that much. They may have been patched up whatever rift was there before, but I don't get the impression they are, like, friends at this point.
That's gotta be a fucking weird place to be. Or are they writing new stuff?
Yeah, they put. I think they
put
out another
one. They put them out.
I think they did.
Or they put out, like, there was, like, a new track.
There was something.
Yeah.
I did go see them, like, when they first got back together. It was a good show.
I'm just still unhappy with what ended up, I guess, being the final Mastercraft album.
Oh, that album was terrible. Like, I think Mastercraft had, like, one good album in it.
I mean, of the two, one was good, so I think you're right. Also, I think that sound is fucking beyond dead.
Yep.
So I don't know what you would even do at this point.
Trap music.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, like, I the other day, I was like, man, I really go for a new Justice album. And I was like, you know what?
Nah.
For as fucking awesome as fucking Cross was, like, the album that came out after that, I just did not like. And I don't know that it's...
I heard Junior Senior being played at the airport on the way out here.
Oh, shit. That's weird.
Yeah, that JetBlue terminal is real weird.
And yet, I could still go for a new slash old sounding Daft Punk record.
Sure. I don't know, I feel like they managed to change things up just enough to where they're not married to just one specific thing each album.
Yeah, yeah.
That last album was real good.
It was, but I don't ever, ever listen to it. And I don't know that I want to ever again.
You know, I mean, it's the same thing where I don't necessarily go out of my way to listen to Around the World anymore, you know? It's like...
Sure, sure.
There was a time.
But, like, there are tracks off of those albums and, like, the, you know, like, Daft Club and stuff like that that I think still...
Yeah.
Still hold up. Like, there was talk for a while that they were going to do a remix album of the last album that was more, like, traditional sounding, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. And that seemed like something that could be interesting. Like, that Tron remix album was pretty good, even though, I mean, that wasn't really them doing the remixes. Right.
I think Giorgio Moroder was working on a new album more or less based on the success of that track he had on there.
I would listen to that.
I think he's doing a bunch of, like, collaborations on it, too.
Sure, yeah. Says that the Marauder album's out.
Oh.
It has a Tom's Diner cover featuring Britney Spears on it. All right, I'll hear that. I want to hear that. Fuck. I'll listen to that.
That sounds amazing.
Jesus. I'll just get Tom's album instead. Listen to that. Fucking 9 covers of Tom's Diner. Including Genie's Diner, the I Dream of Genie themed version of Tom's Diner.
Things in this world make me madder than that Fall Out Boy song that just straight up lifts the fucking Suzanne Vega bit.
Yeah.
Like, I hope she got paid for that, because holy shit is that song bad. And that part being in there is just even more insulting.
I feel like there are a lot of things that Fall Out Boy has done that have been straight up insulting.
Yep. Existing, for one.
They performed it with Suzanne Vega last year.
Oh, poor Suzanne, I'm sorry. Sorry it's come to that.
Yeah. Tell it to Dr. Mess up here. The Mess Doctor. Dr. Mess.
You got a mess.
I'll clean it up. But also, I'm here to make a mess.
Gonna make a mess of you.
Seemed like a really long podcast.
That's because it was. That was a lot of the day.
Yeah, like we got going a little later.
Yeah, it was like 1:30. started, but with breaks and everything else, it was 5:30 when we were done.
God, how is that even possible?
Because you wouldn't stop talking about Taco Bell.
Oh. Well, there's a lot to say.
Yeah.
A lot of fertile ground there.
Yeah, it's the rich textured history.
Textured is the right word.
Yes, there's texture to that.
Can't it open or anything?
That's right there, Father. We're missing it a little bit ahead of the midnight.
Well, it's, yeah, everything hits at 9 here because it's midnight East Coast.
Right, so, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, they unlocked it already. So I guess maybe it was 4 or something with the... Well, whatever. Video games.
Yep.
All right.
I will see you tomorrow.
I'll see you in the morning and see you guys later.